Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Glad to be here one more time. We got a lot of racing that went on this week. We're going to do a little something a little bit different. Every show, we're going to mess around and find out who says what race has been doing what, what's the best racer of the year, what was the best show. We want to start getting everything all ready because when it comes down to the end of the year, we want to make sure we got the awards. We're going to have the nominees. We're going to take the let the racers choose tonight. Whatever you think, I'll let you guys say it. There's no doubt about it. In my eyes, I see certain things and I hear certain things, so I'll let everybody else try, you know, what they think. And this is going to be a little bit different. We've been talking about it and talking about it, saying we're going to do it. We're going to let the racers pick it. So I figure we'll do it this way. So this is what it's going to be. We'll have race of the year. Okay, if you knew a racer that in the last couple months that really did a great job, I want you to nominate him. I want to put their name down there. At the end of the year, we're going to see how many nominations he got. And then we go from there. Rookie of the year, we're going to have that. We're going to have the upset of the year. We're going to have the best show of the year. We're also going to have fake race of the year. So that's going to be something a little bit different. And I guess we want to explain a couple of ways how it goes. Upset of the year is a race that, I guess, you know, you could say anybody that wasn't supposed to win, but they won. And they actually did what they had to do to get there. Best show of the year, you know, what show you enjoyed the most? Not by popularity or whatever, you know, what do you think that was really what was good? You know, sometimes people don't get their credit, so I'm going to let you guys do that. Rookie of the year, somebody coming up and new, trying to get right, that hasn't been racing as much, so it can be a rookie of the year. And race of the year, that means I don't care who you are, you're just the baddest one out there that's been doing it. It's definitely showing it, whether win, lose, draw, you've been racing, you've been doing your thing. Now I'm not going to tell you just to go out there and just say, race somebody and just to get the popularity. I'm saying I'd like to see you do some wins with your race of the year. Anybody can go out there and be crazy and stupid and just do a race. $50, $20, or I just run you. That's not race of the year. Race of the year is using this noggin, how to win a race, how to set up something, how to turn around and know what they need to win. You know, that's the race of the year. That's a smart racer. So I'm going to tell you right now, I got myself, I go on out on a limb on this here one, and I'm going to say the upset of the year so far was got to be Tricky Ricky. From what I hear, you know, I mean, there ain't no doubt about it, you know. It was definitely an upset. I mean, it wasn't a pure win-win, but, hey, I mean, the guy got out of shape. A win is a win. That's how I look at it. Some people got something else to say, but, hey, he did what he had to do to get down the track. He told him he wanted to go off the trailer. I guess he figured he can get down. He set it up right, and it paid off. Nobody ever gave him a chance to win it. But, hey, he came off, so I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll say Tricky Ricky was the race of the year. You know, and I'm not gonna be too biased on some of the other ones. If I got to say it, I'll say certain things, but you got to call right is right and wrong is wrong. And whether you don't like the guy or you like him. So far, I'm gonna go out there. And anybody else want to nominate whoever they figure that should be one of these nominated people, you can go out there and say what you got to say, you know. But I got to go out on a limb on that man. That man went out there and took on something. Like I said, it was David versus Goliath. And that's what happened. Now, we got an upcoming event coming in. On July 3rd, we're going to have Colonial Beach. You're going to have all the test and tune and all the grudge runs you want. And that's going to be on a Thursday night. Thursday, running all the way through. That'll be Larry Custantini and them. on August 2nd. We got After Dark. Everybody knows about that. That's going to be a pretty good one. We're all talking about it. A lot of guys coming from Chicago said they're coming. Also, July 12th, Fayetteville, North Carolina. We will all be there. We'll be ready. July 13th, the day after, we will be at Thunder Valley. And we will see who's going to be the chief of the day. I got a hat for them, a headrest. I'm going to let them be able to walk around. I'll say they're the chief, pump their chest out. So it should be a lot of stuff going on coming up. Pick and choose what you got to go to. If anybody can make it to Little Tony's race, July 26th out in Michigan. Definitely those guys are some good guys. If you get a chance, got to take a ride out there. There's no doubt about it. He does going to have a good race. If everything works out, I'm going to try to make it there. I'm not going to say I'm going to be able to, but I didn't cut myself off yet. I'm still trying to work on it. I would love to be there. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of things going on. And if anybody got anything else to say, I'll definitely let you go in there. You can say what you got to say. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I'm going to open up a mic right now. I see somebody sitting here, and I guess they want to speak. So I'm going to open them up. 410-0961. Is this Donald?
Hey, Joe. Donald.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything, Donald?
Hey, man. Good, good. I'm a little sore from foot racing, but, you know, I pulled a hamstring, went to the doctors, got some medicine. Doing a little bit of foot racing. A little sore.
I heard you was out there racing on feet at the track out there at Capitol,
I mean?
Right?
I wasn't supposed to race on foot. It was supposed to be a race I set up. So as far as that fake-ass racer, and everybody knows when I say I'll race, I race. But you talk about being smart. You know, every race that I say I race, I race. I show up to an event, if I say I'm coming, and I race. But as far as this fake-ass racer, and I really don't like doing this, but I don't like how I was put out there. So, and I'm a grown-ass man. And if me and you have something set up, it's a done deal no matter what. I like to nominate Wicked Bird for fake-ass racer. And the reason behind that is because we had a foot race set up because he was on the internet running his mouth on how fast he is on foot and all this. So I set up a race with him weeks and weeks ago with him and Carlos, and we talked about this race. It was dead set. I wanted to lock in some money. There ain't no reason to lock in money. I'll be there. I'll race. I don't pay punk out. I'll race. I looked at Carlos and said, Carlos, if he don't race, somebody's going to pay this money. No problem. We got to the track. My man came all the way from Delaware. I had 15 people come to this event just to watch his foot race. Needless to say, he backed out of the race and didn't want to pay the money.
Get out of here.
And didn't want to pay the money. When Hell Yeah beat the Falcons, I finally seen him with the bird. He come up and shot. I didn't know who it was. He slapped my hand. Good job. I looked at him. I said, hey, man, where's my money? I ain't paying you shit. And walked away from me. And as far as I'm concerned, that was bullshit. I did get the money reluctantly. I mean, it's only $100. That wasn't the point, though. Point is, you set up a race. A race is a race. You were there, and you agreed to race regardless, and you didn't do it. So that's what I got to say.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good there. That doesn't sound good at all when you do something like that. I don't like to back off of nobody, but if you're reneging on or something and you said you're going to do it, you got to go through it. Yeah, I can understand if there's a mechanical difficulty. Hey, who knows, maybe Wicked Bird had a spun baron or something. He could go out there. I don't know.
But that's fine. You still got to pay the money.
One of his sneakers or something was burnt out. I don't know.
But you still got to pay the money.
That's true. There ain't no doubt about it.
I mean,
it's
a measly $100. My measly $100, it could have been simple. I chased him around the whole night trying for $100. But, you know, it could have been $2, but it wasn't the point. I was getting that money because that's a grown-ass man, agreeing to something. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of backlash and say I cry.
Well, no.
I don't raise. I don't raise.
If you agree, no. This is no lie. Now I'll be honest and tell you the truth now. I don't care what it is. That's why it's always they have a great deposit, man. And a lot of people, we don't have to put the. No, that's the reason why sometimes you have to put deposit in, because nobody wants to travel and then turn around and then you don't do anything. Nobody wants to spend all that. It costs money to come up and down the road. And yeah. I don't care who it is, and you hear a lot of guys say it, we don't have to put up VP. I done been through it before. I mean, we rode all the way. I remember going to Florida, and it's the God honest truth, and we called it over the phone. And I'm going to tell you, Baldy is on the money. That's a man right there. I don't give a damn. Pay the man. And that's how he felt. He felt the same way. That's why if you ever get a chance to go down to Baldy's show, you got to go to Baldy's show, because the man's a stand-up guy. He actually told the guy, pay him. I don't play those games. Pay him, and that's it. You know you lost. You call it out. You call it better. Better's a bet. And that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people want to hold you on, or wait, tell you, get out of it. It happens. I ain't going to lie. But, you know, you live and learn. Sometimes you get bit, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I got bit in Fayetteville, you know. But you know what? After that, I learned my lesson. You ain't never had to worry about me ever trying something with them again. I mean,
we try to bite his ass up Capitol.
Huh?
I said, we try to bite his ass up Capitol.
Oh, gosh.
He's got that if he wants it. He's got that little 280 if he wants it.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is, I'm the honest to tell you, you know, sometimes it's better off just staying back, you know, because it could be bad blood. So sometimes you got to back off and just eat it and say, heck with it. Let it be. That's what I did.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, this guy is a legitimate businessman. He owns a business. You know, he is always busy. He came from Delaware just for this foot race. 15 people that wouldn't have been there, including myself, that wasn't for this foot race. Over a raggedy $100. It's not worth it.
Okay.
And all my buddies like, man, it ain't worth it. Don't worry about it. I said, nah, man, fuck that. It's the principle. There's a principle behind it. And like I said, I'm sure I'll get a lot of Facebook people saying, oh, well, you don't race. You do this. You cry about weight. I don't cry about a goddamn thing except when I hurt my leg Saturday. All right? This is how I race, and this is what I do. But know one thing, and you can vouch for that, I think. If I say I'm coming, I come, and then I will race.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that.
I even had that headrest on, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah, you
know
did.
What I'm saying?
So, my whole thing is, you know what? When you write, you write. So, you know, you ain't got to explain yourself. You ain't got to explain yourself on that one. You write on that one. And at least they did pay at the end. I mean, so that at least one thing. So,
no.
But
I asked
Wickenberg, you know,
he said, I ain't paying shit. And I said, Carlos said you're paying. He said, I ain't paying shit. You get it from Carlos. And Carlos did pay me.
Wow. Now, that's bad. Now, I ain't going to lie to you now. That ain't good.
That's the exact
that
word coming out of his mouth. So, and it is what it is. It is what it is on that, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't paying
yeah,
any
no,
shit
I...
and walk and turn their back. Like, I ain't, like kiss my ass, you know what I mean?
Wow. I can't believe he did that.
Yeah, well,
wow.
He did.
Well, at least
I'm sure I ain't the,
right,
sure I ain't the only.
That's one.
I'm sure I ain't the only one he did it to.
Well, I heard a little something before. I know the with $100 bet. You know, I know a young Stank said something to me about it, saying he got mad with him because he betted him on $100, and I guess he reneged on him on $100. So I don't know if it was how it went down with the whole $100 bill, but. Something with the race, there was a lot of discrepancy on that one. I'll let him call it and say what he had to say, if he wanted to say. But anybody else you want to nominate over here? You got Race of the Year? You got anybody
year?
You want?
I mean,
so far you've been seeing somebody been doing some racing and out there doing it, and or you know what I mean, going out there trying something.
I got two. I think Tricky Ricky too, because I think that was a definite. I mean, that was a smart move. Definitely a smart move, because obviously if there was some testing involved, you know, there probably wouldn't even have been a race. But
that's what I said.
That was an upset. I also got to say, hell yeah, people can say what they want, you know. But that man races, you know. He does everything he can to race. He went out and ran a pretty much a 10-5 car with two nitrous systems on it Saturday and beat the brakes off his ass.
Okay.
And I think Bad Storm and him were arguing Thursday on the show. I think that Bad Storm, while I'm saying he don't care what he's got, just bring it. So I think he's definitely going to try to be down Fayetteville for the 12th. But I got to say him. I mean, that man comes 4 hours away every time to come to where he races at Capitol. And he, like he said, he ran his car 15 times down Bud's Creek. When he went down there, he ran the Hattons. You know, he didn't win that race, but he ran it.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to run the Black Mamba, but the Black Mamba set it down on some power. You know, we walked around trying to get races, you know. And like I said, I mean, I know he's ran his car at least 25 times so far this year. Just, you know, between racing at a shootout with the Street Outlaws, no prep, and then ran, you know, just trying to race. But he, went out Saturday. And, I mean, that's small block Ford on two systems. That's a legitimate race car. You got 10-5s on it, wheelie bars. And he went out and gambled with it, you know, and got the win.
Yeah. Okay, so you feel that Tricky Ricky and hell yeah.
I feel that Tricky Ricky would be the upset. And, I mean, but I mean that with all due respect. You know, I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from Mr. Hillary's car, but That was a smart move, you know, off the trailer.
Right off the trailer, you got to give credit.
He races there, you know, and he knows what's up. He knows what he can do, and he went out and did it.
Okay.
So that's my upset, and for the racer, I'm going with hell yeah, and I know on Facebook he didn't get no, you know. He didn't get any. He ain't gonna win a popularity contest because he calls the
race
season.
This is the difference. The race is gonna pick it. It ain't gonna be that popularity. The race is gonna pick it. That's what we're trying to figure out now. I want to start it off now. I'm not gonna be, I'm a part of this organization. I'm a part of that. Because okay, for example, Tricky Ricky got. He's from the DMV area, and I'll tell you right now, that's what I picked him for the upset of the year. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you so far, you know, not unless there's something else come up, you know. And, look, he's I got nothing to do with him, but you know what? I'm going to be fair. How about Rookie of the Year? You got the Young Guns over there. You got a couple of them out there. So you got anybody that you pick as a Rookie of the Year?
Yo, I ain't really paid too much attention to that. So right now, speculate on that. But I will be paying more attention to it.
Yeah.
What's the best show
you've been around so far that you've seen so far?
Oh, the best show?
Yeah, so far this year.
As far as organization?
Well, if you just the show that you enjoyed the most. That's all. It don't have to be organized. It could be, you know what I mean, just something that you enjoyed yourself. You could sit back and relax and had a great time. You know, I mean, you can be organized.
Honestly, I can't even say yet because, you know, the show that was down the creek was hindered, you know, with some very, very unfortunate situation. You know, especially I was the next one in line, too, you know. But as far as that kind of stuff, I do feel that, and I ain't saying it because I'm talking to you, because I think in the little bit of time we knew each other, you know, I pretty much speak how I speak it, and it don't much matter to me.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, as far as organization, as far as taking care of the people and giving back, I definitely got to say y'all, you know, hands down. You know, hands down. And I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay. Now, I just want to put all the things out there because when it comes down to the end, I just want to make sure we got everybody all covered. And then all of a sudden we'll have them all sitting up in there. And all the races are going to have those names, just the ones that we've been nominating tonight. And then everybody, all the races can turn around and pick it out at the end of the year. And it ain't going to be like an organization. If you don't belong to this one, I don't belong to that one, I ain't voting for this one. No. We're going to let the races decide. And that's what's going to go. That's how I want it to be. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a lot of things that we can put out there, and everybody knows how it goes. There's a lot of popularity, or if you ain't a part of that person. You know, I'm going to be real. I have seen when you're on top, everybody wants to be around you. Mess around and lose, oh, my gosh, they done kick you to the curb. Don't want no part of you. You know how many people was riding Young Stang for the longest? As soon as that man lost one race, man, oh, my gosh, everybody was like, oh, come on. I'll tell you right now, he lost, and I don't care. They ain't know nothing at all. I wouldn't care even if his car broke up. That man is still one of the most feared ones with a small block. But the first time, nobody else wanted to take a chance with him. That's how I looked at it, you know. Now all of a sudden, you turn around and, you know, oh, man, I knew he wasn't that fast. No, before, everybody had to thought he was on nitrous. They thought for sure. He lost after he lost to the guy down south, Rhodey, you know. Hey, but the first time, man, they were riding him like you wouldn't believe. Trying to get him, come here, I want you to come here. Meanwhile, the first time they didn't even know him, you know, did they call him out? Hey, could you come there? Nah. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
I
was riding in there Saturday. I was riding in there Saturday when you talked to him, asking.
Yeah, I heard a little something. I heard y'all was going to do a little foot race.
Yeah.
I heard a little something.
And I spun a Baron. But I didn't lock no money in her. I would have paid. I didn't even know about locking money in.
You know, it's a shame, man, when some people turn around and how quick they can change sides so quick.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I first met Young Stang, I ain't like his ass. You know what I mean? And I don't think he liked me. And he might still not like me, but I like him now.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good guy. He just likes to race, that's all. Sometimes some people take it to heart, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's how it goes.
I mean,
a little bit of everybody that way.
You know, I seen him, you know, offered him whatever he wanted we had in the coolers or whatever. You know, definitely, you know. It's all good.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat. And I've been around a lot of people, and not take away from nobody, but Donald, like, you know, I mean, you help out everybody, but you want to tell me a gentle giant, I don't care what nobody can say. When I met Dwayne, man, that's the nicest guy. I can go racing with him anywhere. Dwayne Robinson, you got to give him credit, man. Anybody that have Gentleman of the Year award, shoot, that's a man right there. If he said he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And you know what I mean? He's going to try to do it. That's what, you know, friendly, not no stuck-up person. You know how some guys here can't talk to you. I don't care where you see Dwayne, he's going to be the same person regardless wherever he's at. That's how you want. That's how my whole thing is. So, I mean, the man is definitely on the money. A lot of guys, you know how it is. You can turn around, you can tell, you can take somebody's word with a grain of salt, and then you can tell some guys you can't take nothing. I mean, I got to say one thing, Donald. You say something, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. So your word means something. That's what it means. When you can turn around and you take a guy's word, that's good. If you turn around, you know how some guys can't believe nothing. Whatever they come out their mouth, let me leave him alone.
Yep.
But that's
how
we got to stop. We're going to pull these guys together. Huh?
I said that's like a cold water challenge. I think that's in my head.
I think Phil pulls to go out there and do it.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I got to get Phil on that one. I got to call him out.
Yeah,
on that one.
I see it. He said he got to do it.
We were froze.
God bless y'all.
I don't know if you got well water.
I can't do nothing like that.
Joe, I think that's part of my hamstring. Right. I think that's part of my hamstring problem. I think Friday I froze my hamstring. That's what I think happened. Saturday I burned it up. But, yeah.
Okay.
80 pound of ice and a skid loader. Good God Almighty. And Wellwood.
I'm
going to
open up a couple of these mics, Donald. You got to hold on one second, Donald. I'm going to open up a couple of mics, okay? But you stay on, because I'm quite sure a couple guys want to talk. So I just want to hit them in, but you stay right on, okay, Donald? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I got 631, 1230. Your mic's open. 631, 1230. Your mic is open. All right. They were open. I guess they jumped off. All right. I got, who we got here? I think I got Dwayne over here. Hey, what's going on, Dwayne? How's everything?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Joe?
Good, good, good. What you got to say? You got anybody that you want to nominate on any of these things?
Not as of yet. You know, I haven't been out there, you know, a lot, you know, this year. But, you know, soon as time go by, you know, I'll definitely be, you know,
okay,
looking at everybody and picking everybody out, you know.
Well, how was your Father's Day anyhow?
It was good. And yours? Did y'all go out to E-Town yesterday?
Yeah, we went to E-Town. We went to E-Town. They had a couple races. They said Germ won. He won. He won his race. He ran Budget. He gave Budget everything in drag racing. Budget left out with wheels in there and blew the rear right out of it. Broke the rear, and Germ won. Then he had Slick. He gave a big block Mustang with the Pontiac head motor. What was it? The back tire. He went around him. And then little Phil was going to try to run Slick's big block Pontiac with the car on the brake. First, he asked everything in drag racing, but then they went down. They said a car on the brake. Then they ended up going down to the brake. Then they told Phil, you got to keep it. You take the brake and keep it. And I was like, man, you can't do all that, Phil.
Exactly.
But he was willing to go out there, and he told him at the end, he told Tori, you know what, and all the guys are there at the track, and they wanted to see a run. They all said, we'll chip in. We said, heck, we'll go up there and we'll make them run for that little bit of money. Let's go.
That's right.
And guess what? They backed out.
So wow.
You know what? They called, all I can tell you right now, Tori, they called your bluff. Phil called your bluff. You said it. He said he was going to run it. You asked, you told him what did you give him? He said, okay. So he got one up on you, Tori. But that's one thing you can't say too much.
That's what I like about Phil. He don't back down.
I need him back down sometime, though. He can't go out of everybody.
Yeah, I know. But, you know when you're young and hard like that, you go for it, you know.
Yeah. So hold on a second, Dwayne. I just want to make sure I open everybody's mics, because their mics are popping up like crazy. But just hold on. If you want to jump in any time, go ahead and feel free. I got 804-0482. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Dwayne? Hey, go.
What's
how's
happening,
everything?
Bro? All right, all right.
Hanging in there. Then you went out to the track this week. How was your Father's Day?
It was good, man. I got a chance to spend some time with my boys and, you know, my kids or whatever. And it was all right. I ain't been nowhere, you know, lately.
Okay.
I ain't been nowhere, but I'm going to be back real soon.
I'm going to be back real soon.
You know, I'm one of the ones, I believe, I don't go to the track unless I got a car there, you know?
Yeah.
But
no, I understand.
I know we supposed to be coming up at Cole Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Oh, yeah, Sunday. That's Petey's race. Yes, it is.
Yeah, we supposed to be going up that Sunday. Blue Magic going to be in the house, and Angel Dust, I'm going to go there and support my boys.
Okay.
But, the slut won't be. Slut will be there about another month.
Another one?
Hopefully, yeah. It'll be y'all coming down for the what is that? The under after dark thing?
Yes, that'll be August 2nd.
Yeah, y'all gonna
August
be there?
2nd, everything. Oh yeah, we'll definitely be there. We got. Matter of fact, we're working on the bus right now because we got a bus load coming.
Oh okay. Yeah, I'm hoping that my motor will be back by then, but. I mean, if it ain't back in there, I'm looking at all these boys yapping about these small blocks. I got a little small block that my man want me to stick in the car.
Okay.
And just try to play around with small block, all horsepower, you know, a horsepower motor.
Okay.
So we might get a chance. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Joe, I'm free now, brother.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It won't exactly free, but I'm free, you know.
Yeah, no, that's good. I love that. I love to hear that. That's good.
I'm good now, brother. Yeah. So I know that right there was my main, you know, hold back for the last few months, but I'm good now.
Okay.
I'm good. I will call you and let you know.
Okay. So you got any nominees that you want to put out there? Any Racer of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Fake Racer of the Year, Upset of the Year? Really, to be honest, I can't.
As far as Race of the Year, I can't really get nobody that yet because we still got so much of the year left.
You know what I was at? So far, who would you have in there? And then from there, see, what I'm doing is I'm trying to make the racers picking. I don't want no promoters picking it. I want nothing. I want to just, then we're going to use that at the end. You know how it is. Baby, it goes a long way.
I don't know. You know, I don't keep track of, I don't really know too much of people that's doing a whole lot of racing up north at in the Jersey tracks or anything like that, or down south. But I know there's a boy down here in Virginia, that boy Copperhead. He done had about 15 grudge races already.
Listen, what's that young boy? What's the young boy with that Malibu though?
A Carlton Thornton. Yeah. I mean, he getting it in. I mean, I would give him. You know, I can't give him a race of the year, and he's my homeboy. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking about rookie. Any new to the game or no?
I can't really. Is Weeby on?
No, he ain't on yet. Wait, 757. No, he might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see.
I mean, I can't because these guys.
Yeah, I'm on.
Some of these guys is just winning the shootouts. You know what I mean, Joe? They winning the shootouts. So you got Angel Dust with Marvin Carter. With Angel Dust, he getting busy. But I mean, with grudge race stuff. You know, if that's what you ask me, grudge races. I mean,
no.
I don't really know too many newbies. Who you know new are Weaver?
I mean,
rookie that then got it on, the win in the battle, you know what I mean, several times this year.
Well, rookie.
Like New Jacks. I mean, that dude out of Virginia Beach, what his name is, with Top Notch.
Oh, Top Notch, yeah, but he's been in for a while, but, you know, he went overseas and came back, but he only raced a couple races.
And then the boy from Maryland, Bannister, Leonardo Bannister, I would think he a rookie, but then again, he's just been out building a new car, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Youngster, I would give it to Carlton Thornton for to be a youngster because he do battle, you know, several times a year.
Yeah, and he go all over, too.
And they travel a lot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as far as another youngster, I would say that boy Copperhead, man, because that boy done been in some grudge races, a lot of grudge races this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he done took some L's and he done took a lot of W's, too, you know?
Okay.
He getting it in every week. I mean, I don't, as far as the new Jacks, I don't know, man. I don't really, I can't think off the top of my head anybody that's really new to the game.
I'm going to ask you a hard question now. Now I'm going to ask you a hard question, Dwayne.
Okay.
Fake racer of the year.
Fake racer of the year. I would say the number one fake racer of the year that I can say, I don't know if y'all boys know him, is this cat named M.D. Washington. He's they call him Baby Bowlegs or some crap like that. I mean, he been good racing for the last 5-6 years and ain't raced nobody, you know. I mean, don't never show.
Man.
I mean, if somebody wants some easy money, all they got to do is lock his ass in because he going to pay the punk out.
Wow. Oh, man. Who you got, Weaver? Now tell me what you say. You got a fake racer?
Man. I don't want to say it, but I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Text it to me and I'll say it.
but you know, he ain't in our state. He
between us and New York.
A guy from New York.
You talking about Tall Man.
He in between here and New York.
Virginia and New York.
He in between that. I would say,
come on now, you gotta get some initials up.
I'm gonna narrow it down. He ain't from New York, he ain't from Jersey. He ain't from Maryland, Delaware, he ain't from Virginia. He ain't from D.C.
So what's in the middle of that? Pennsylvania?
There you go.
Is that in the middle of it?
Oh, no, you ain't said that. Come on now. Go ahead and hit it out. You can say it.
His car is pink.
The car pink.
Oh, damn. I forgot all about that.
He got a pink car.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That man, he gonna like that one.
Them boys, look, them two throw shots at each other so much during the week, this ain't nothing for it.
Oh, God. Oh,
them cats
be... Oh, y'all
gotta
get it off, too. Gotta get it off this week, ain't you?
Yeah, I got a surprise for him.
You got a surprise?
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a lot of guys out there right now. I've been talking and saying what they're gonna do. I know on August 12th, like the man said, he's bringing his car out there. He said he done told everybody. Django trying to come out. He want to do something. He said he want to lock in somebody. He wanted the Pink Warrior. He was trying to get him to. You know, I done heard some stories, boy. Who's coming on that one?
And the other dude, what did it do with the bad Quiet Storm or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Bad Storm?
Yeah, what is it, Josh Jones?
PNJ. Peanut Butter. What is that, PNJ or whatever his name is?
Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Yeah, he done bought that car, you know, the one that hit the wall about a month ago when he ran Extreme.
Which one?
He said he bought it. It's his.
Oh, it's a Jolly Rancher?
No, Peanut Butter and Jelly, the truck from out there.
He had a red
S10, and he hit the wall at...
Oh, you talking about... Yeah, they ain't Peanut Butter and Jelly,
red.
Though. That's Red.
Big Red. He said he bought it.
He bought what?
He bought the truck now.
Peanut Butter and Jelly truck.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Which one? You talking about Red Rick said that?
Red Rick said it.
Red Rick ain't bought peanut butter and jelly truck because can't nobody buy a peanut butter and jelly truck. I ain't gonna say too much, but can't nobody buy that.
Cool.
The owner of it can't even buy it back. So, I mean.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Rick got his truck, the red truck. They got that back together.
He said on the air last week. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. You want to go to somebody. Now, he told...
Yeah, I don't know about all that, Joe. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't...
Okay.
I wouldn't go with that.
They were finding them hard.
Now, he got...
Last week. I don't know if you heard last week.
Nah, I messed around and got my days mixed up. But he got his red truck back together.
Yeah. Well, there was nothing wrong with it.
Nah, they broke up some shit.
When he hit the wall, I ain't even seen no water come out. I think it was mostly pride, that's all.
It wasn't no water. That was a burnout that got out of control. man.
Oh,
I mean, you got to realize,
man,
some guys, they come to them big events like that, man, and their nerves play a problem with them. I mean, shit, it could happen to anybody, you know?
What do you think? You don't think the crowd played to it?
Hell yeah. And then you looking at Black Mamba over there doing a monster burnout, and you want to do one too.
I had to get the hell out of the way, man. I was standing right there to jump over the wall, man.
Hey, look that damn, he looked over there and seen that monster burnout.
Golly.
I mean,
when
that's
he
embarrassing.
Burnout, he passed me. He sounded like he floored it, right? So I ain't saying nothing of it. When I turned my back, myself, I said, oh, no, he hit the wall. I said, no, he didn't look back. I said, oh, hell. He was flat as hell.
Yeah, because he was right in front of me.
I said, man, I don't believe that one. I couldn't believe that one. But, you know, I guess everybody had their little fault. But hold on a second, Dwayne. This guy's been calling me. I keep missing him. And I think
okay.
He want to get on for a second, okay?
Okay.
But I can jump
right
in.
All right.
717-3712, your mic's open.
Yo, what up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Oh, good, good. Not too bad.
All right, give you a shout.
Say what's going on your show.
All right, all right. Anytime you going to make it up here?
What track's that?
Buzz Creek or Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, you got a race on the 12th, right?
You got a race on the 12th, we got a Fayetteville.
Yep, that's me.
Well, that's the race you're going to make it?
Yeah, tell everybody. We got plans to be down there.
Okay, tell everybody what
race
you might
locked
bring
in.
Okay,
we're
that,
you
want to
tell
everybody
what
you might
be
bringing? All right.
Bring a Hell Yeah Z and a whole lot of cans of fucking whoop ass.
Oh, shoot. All right, that's what I want to hear.
I see
you whooped on somebody this week.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. But nothing, you know. We didn't get too crazy or nothing like that, but.
Okay.
We didn't get who we wanted.
Okay, well, you want to tell us who you think is, like, so far as you in the race of the year?
The racer of the year?
So far, yeah.
Sure ain't that damn Dirty Bird.
Huh?
It sure ain't that damn Dirty Bird.
It ain't Dirty Bird? Alright. How about, you got any one of them, Rookie of the Year, Fake Race of the Year? Who you want Fake Race of the Year?
Honestly, you know what old boy said about Copperhead? He's a hell of a nice kid, and he's trying to do all he can do. So, I mean, you know, I think he's right in there, you know, on probably the top five list, if there is.
Okay.
You know, he's probably one of the top one or two right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, WFO's trying to do what we can do, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, realistically, it's up to the fans, correct?
Well, I want to put it out to the races because you know what? You know what happens?
Uh-huh.
You get these other guys, the fans or whatever. You know, I want to say from a racist point of view. You know, the promoter
can say
he want to say and all that, but I'd rather see, honestly, because you know, you got these here groups. Okay, you're going to have a group. Oh, well, he ain't part of our membership. We ain't voting for him.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the racist pick. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I picked for the upset of the year. I picked Tricky Ricky over Mac. Even though Mac got out of shape, I still picked that one because he was smart about it, how he took it on the race. Off the trail,
uh-huh.
He didn't want no passes. And, you know, the man couldn't get down. He got it so crooked. That's part of winning. That's what part of it. He used his strategy, and he got it. So you got to give it to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you got a fake race of the year?
Well, I said, you know, that you said about the rookie of the year. So, you know, that the young buck, Marcus Hatton, he's a newcomer,
oh, yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a good one.
I know he'll probably be back out soon, you know. I think that kid's, you know, a hell of a contender right there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we can't forget about, you know, WFO's, my little fat buddy, Dreary. Little Donald, we get him out there, you know, his year's just, you know, just started, but, you know, he's been doing pretty good. He's trying to get out there and get some action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to get him out there as much as possible, you know what I mean? We can get him off that field.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to get him some seat time,
That's it.
Got to give him some seat time. Yeah, but you got a fake race of the year? You got one more. You got a fake race of the year?
Fake race of the year? What about Dirty Bird? I mean, Wicked Bird. No, man, I just like to bust on it. I just like to bust that dude's bubble. You know what I mean?
Wicked Bird, he's
all right.
He got his feathers cooked last this week, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure I would sure wish I was knee rough with his feathers, but it will be here soon. But fake racer of the year, I really don't know on that one right there. I'm not sure.
No problem.
You know, everybody I know is pretty
okay, well,
real,
well,
you know.
On,
so.
Okay. Well, stay on for a minute. I got to just open up this mic again. I see you done popped on there again. 631. Right. 1230, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
All right, Joe. What's going on?
Nothing much. Yo, you got anybody that you think is a race of the year this year so far that's been out there doing it?
Anybody that what, Joe? Hold on.
We're trying to figure out who we think to be a race of the year so far.
Race of the year?
Yeah. If not,
well,
any one of these contenders.
You got
a rookie of the year so far. We just trying to make sure we got all these contenders when they put them in for the thing at the end of the year so they can get their awards. They got a rookie of the year, if you want to call a fake record of the year, upset of the year, that's what we're going for. Just trying to get everything going on.
I heard Big Will's calling Brian now.
Brian who?
With the Green Mustang.
Little
Brian, yeah.
When they call that out, when they
said he's gonna give him everything in drag race,
huh?
I heard that last week. He's gonna give him everything in drag race.
Get out of here!
Yeah,
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay,
I'm friends with both of them, but I don't know what happened there.
Now how
they
doing?
Offering, that's what I heard.
Motor to motor,
small block to small block.
And he's giving the green car everything in drag racing.
Yep.
Wow, how soon is that supposed to happen?
I don't know. I'm waiting to see, you know, they got to finish the green car yet. It'll be done probably this week or so, but. And I guess Will's got to still sort out his car if he didn't get it sorted out yet. But we'll see what happens. It should be interesting.
Okay. Nice.
Interesting.
It's a good little race. I know Mario had a little race over there the other day, too, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
You want to tell me anything on that? So they know who won? I know who won,
yeah,
but you know
Mario,
how
Mario won. Yeah, no, Mario won, but his car gets down the road, you know? That's the key over there.
Yeah.
You know?
They said Mario won't come out of the street. All he want to do is stay at the street. They don't want
to
come out.
I asked him the other day to come to the track. He will never come to the track.
Yeah. All right, we got to leave him alone then.
Yeah.
But,
I get him to come, maybe he'll try and call him out with some truck, then.
Nah, he ain't fair. Phil ain't fast enough for that. Totally different.
Joe.
That's about 800 pounds difference. And they
both
got the same motors. No. Matter of fact, Mario's got a Dominator and everything else on Phil. They got a vacuum pump, 750 carburetor, no evacuation tubes, regular filters, everything on it. Nothing. Ain't nothing on that thing compared to now. And he'll go to the scale and show you the little chokeholder weighs.
I don't
big
know.
Big difference. Mario can't do that. Even with Mario sitting in it, he couldn't go there. That's
yeah, you'd have to talk to him about that, so I don't know.
I know for a fact.
Yeah.
That'll never happen there like that.
No.
We'll pass on that deal. But, yeah.
So that's
you
what
know,
I
got
to
show coming
for. So I guess I ain't heard from Butch myself.
Please enter your password. Or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number, press star.
Oh.
So you there?
Somebody hitting something. Well, we got a couple
Please
races
enter your
going
password.
On later
or
on,
if you've entered
you know,
the wrong mailbox
up.
Number, press star.
At Petey's race this week, he's got some good stuff going on. You know,
yeah.
I don't
Sorry,
know if
you're having
heard
trouble.
Him.
Please
That's
try
cool.
again.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
He's got like about 3 races going on. That's pretty good. You know, hopefully they'll come on.
He's got more than 3 races. He got a bunch of races on the internet. I see on Facebook. He's got a
I didn't see that, but I know three for sure.
Yeah.
You know? You know how it is. I hate, as long as ain't nobody throwing them deposits up, it'd be nice. But the one race I know we everybody going to go watch is John Eskew and Miller. So that should be a nice one.
So what's John racing? What's John racing with?
John's running with the Firebird.
Okay.
Big block on nitrous.
Driving?
No.
Oh, they got nitrous now. They used to run horsepower.
Well, this is nitrous and nitrous. I heard.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you got John Eskew, and he even called out. He said he'll give Mac 1-1, the watermelon truck. Said he would give 1-1 to the 8th. That's what he said. They always put, they said they want that tough money. He said that you go for it. Right after that run, he'll go right out there and do it. So, I mean, everybody talks a good game now. Now when somebody calls their bluff. Let's see what you're going to do now.
Yeah, well, you know, those guys come. They play hard, so, you know, they ain't coming around.
Yeah. Yo, you know? I'm going to tell you something right now. I didn't even want to say nothing, but, like, Phil went out there to go run that little, that Firebird, and I know he was outclassed. And I was just telling him, don't bet no money. I really don't bet no. But you know what? He wanted to run so bad. He said, I'll bet my own. I said, well, I guess you went to find out then on this one. And they told him that they would give him a car and a break. Started at first, he asked for everything in drag racing. Then it turned out the car and the break. Then it turned out to the break. Then it turned around, they said, no, you got to give us the break, and you got to keep it. They'll give him the break, and he keeps it. I was like, wow, come on, a Big Luck Firebird, come on. And he can't do that. You know, I showed him everything. Yeah, come on, be real. And Young Stang, the whole crew, all everybody was standing out there, and they were like, I know daggone well y'all ain't just offering that. Now, that's trying to be a guaranteed win. Everybody wanted to see something so bad, everybody was putting in $50 just to watch them run. They wanted to see it just go off, just to jump off. So he called their bluff. They said, all right, you got to keep it. Do you know they backed out?
Really?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe Tori and them backed out. I said, wow. I said, man, you guys got him covered by a mile.
He ain't got no heart, man.
I couldn't believe that. I was shocked, man. I said, Phil, I said, this is going to be something that you're going to learn. If you're doing something stupid like that there, you're going to see that thing's going to pass you like even Ron, Nappy Ron, everybody. That's a give me. You're giving it to him. Only way you're going to be able to win is Slick got to go out of shape or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that man would not do it. I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it at all. I couldn't believe it. I seen it with my own eyes. I said, dang, boy. But that's how it goes sometimes. Some guys got the cars, and they just think they're scared to lose. You know? I mean,
yeah,
he had just won.
Yeah.
That's why I said I knew, you know what I mean? It wasn't like he was. He could have took the same little bit of money or whatever, or half of the money of the pot what he did, and bet, and he could have won it, you know? But that's not racing there. You ain't a real racer when you do stuff like that. So what you got going on? Anything else going on? You got anything coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, we got a couple of new cars. But, you know, I'm really not at liberty to see right now. But in the next couple of weeks, you'll see.
In a couple of weeks? A
couple of small block cars coming out. See what happens. I ain't, you know, I don't own them, so I ain't saying anything. You know, I just do what I do, you know. But they'll be out. You might see one this weekend. You know, mine will be out.
This weekend, huh?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay.
If everything goes right, yeah.
Yeah, because I know.
So,
we
got a couple of new, you know, vehicles.
Yeah, we got a little guy, they got a guy called Germ now, you know, standard degree Ford head motor. He looking for a little action. He running Jim
Jeremy?
Rome. He ran Sunday. And he's looking for action. He'll be there. I know those guys will be there looking to do something. You know.
What about them guys with the little black truck? Them guys with the little black truck that I think your son raced.
Oh. I don't know, man. They just Yeah, last year you're talking about when he ran him with the one with the, you're talking about the small block, the dominator, the whole crap, Willie Ball,
small block,
all that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's another guaranteed win, too. If you can't have a guarantee, and I told Phil that day when he ran him, I said, how are you going to run mufflers and 750 carburetors? This guy run open headers, big tires, wheelie bars, and you're going to run heads up. They didn't want to give up nothing. They didn't want to even give up not even the back tire. But, you know, those guys, you ask anybody about that, I didn't even bet on it. I told them, they wanted them to run them, and they said they'll put up the money, and they said, we don't care, just run them, Phil. And then they found out the hard way.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, you ain't got a winning battle. Ain't no need going out there. You know, I heard somebody say, oh, you outdrive them. I wouldn't care. If a man got you covered by 6 tenths, it don't matter. Ain't that much outdriving in the world. ET gonna come through. And that's what happened. Guy just had too much ET. Had too much form. He was way out of his class. You know?
Yeah.
But I bet you they won't run somebody like right in their class now. If somebody else come with a truck with a big tire, open headers, dominator, I bet you they won't do it. I'll make a bet on that. You know? Or like when Louis had his little Mustang. You know Louis, Mopar Louis?
Right.
He offered to run him with that pump gas Mustang he had. They wouldn't run it. So that's what happened. I hate to say, you know, everybody wants a sure. I mean,
well, they run it. It's a small block on motor, right? That's what they have, right?
Yeah, it's a small block on motor.
The guys with truck, a horsepower they run, right? They don't run juice, right?
No. I mean, but you know what? It's outclassed. I mean, you know, outclassed, you know how it goes. I ain't got to.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell too much on the call, but it is what it is. You know? That's like, you know, you see guys out there taking a big chief, and then they want to pick on a conventional head motor. You know? They want to run somebody 1/4 barrel or whatever, you know? I mean, there's a couple guys out there that have been talking. And then, I mean, would you take, honestly, tell you the truth, would you take a 18 and run a 23? And both of the cars are the same.
Oh,
9 out of 10, you ain't going to do nothing like that, right or wrong.
No, but the way some of these new heads and these new motors are, you know, shit.
No, I'm just talking about like the old-style heads, the regular old-style
heads.
Yeah,
no.
You can't do it.
No.
That's what I was trying to tell them. You just can't do it.
Right. Yeah, you're not even in the same class.
Nah, you can't. You know, it is what it is, you know. I mean, some guys will say, oh, you're scared, but you ain't scared. It's just being smart. Can't win, you can't win. If you know you can't win, why are you going to turn around? That sounds like a person up there trying to make you do something. Oh, you chicken,
yeah.
Well, damn it. That's all right. At least I got my money in my pocket. That's it. You call me, what do you want to call me? You're going to take mine like that. At least give me a fighting chance. But, so Anything new that you've been building out there? What, Pork?
No.
Back at Scott's over there.
I'm over there just about every day now. So they're real busy over there. So they keep me busy.
Anything, what's the latest out there now? What's the latest stuff that we got out there?
No, I got the old new conventional big blocks, man. Those fucking things make shit. You can build a 582 or a 565 conventional head big block. With a set of them new cylinder heads that'll make more power than a 18-degree or even a 14-degree big chief, you know, would. It's the same, you know, single 4-barrel or whatever. Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make more power. You hear me, Joe?
Nice. You?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, go ahead, Paul. So
any big
motors that you've been messing around with, something new? Anything Scott's got out there that's new that everybody's trying?
Yeah, they're trying the 582 conventional head big block, the 1,200 horsepower.
Okay. Nice.
Makes 1,200 horsepower, just about 1,200 horsepower with a 4-barrel.
Okay.
You know, 10 years ago, a good big chief motor wouldn't make that. You know, it's 32. The drive slump and everything. Two carburetors, you know. Technology is definitely taking over, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you got to watch. You got to watch these guys with these conventional head big blocks now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them conventional?
What's that?
What do you call them conventional?
Conventional is a conventional big block standard head.
I mean, like, what about the SR20?
Degree.
Well, SR20 is technically a conventional head. You know, the runner locations and everything is the same as a standard big block. Got left and right runners. It's not symmetrical.
Yeah, there's plenty of 604. There's plenty of 604 short deck motors too.
Well, whatever size mold you want to build, it doesn't matter. But they make plenty of power.
Yep, them 604s. Them 604s with them SR20s, they make big power. You're right.
Yeah. Don't matter what size the motor is. 65, 632. Boom, within 25 horsepower.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, shoot, I got somebody on the phone. Let me hold up. Y'all stay right there. I just want to make sure. Let me let him in because I see he was in here. I think it might be 973-6685. This young thing.
You don't even have to use SR20s. You could put a good head on the head, you make 11 and change, mid 1100s.
Okay. 973-6685. Your mic open. Is that you, Mark? I guess he must be on the other end. Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff going out there. Like they said, there's a couple guys out there with a conventional head small block they're looking for a run.
You know, even the new 23 tree head show, they make a lot of power now, you know?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. I mean, everybody knows.
But, you know, whatever people got, they can't blow up their spots. So, you know, they got what they got. If they're willing to spend the money and do their job and get the right job, they can have a good motor. You know, that's the whole, you know, you have the edge, you know. But you got to spend the money and you have the edge.
Anybody doing
out
with anything new on this here, nitrous systems or nothing?
No,
anything
really.
New out there on the nitrous? Oh, no.
Not really. Same shit. You know, everybody, all the nitrous companies copied each other over the last 20 years with the nozzles and the solenoids or whatever. There's no real. You know, that shit is as good as the guy using it. That's it, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, right now everybody's, you're hearing a lot of guys that want to run on motor. They don't want to run, you know, ain't that much stuff no more than nitrous, too many guys. Not at all. Used to be. Everybody else is right now.
Yeah,
if you want to run, you want to run on
motor. Well,
motor,
right.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Man, I think, Mark, you're on. Your mic is open, Mark. Young Stang, you're on. You're on, Young Stang.
What's going on?
What's going on? Nothing. You got, I got Donald on here. He was saying that you knew something that happened down there at the track, too.
Say that again?
Well, I guess since I got you on here, I'll let you explain. I'll say, you on here still, Donald?
Yeah, I'm on here.
You on?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I'm
all right,
here.
Donald, Young Stang just popped on. I'll say we'll let him get on, too. But,
there you go.
We've been taking everything down here on the race of the year, rookie of the year, fake race of the year, upset of the year, best show of the year. You got any people you want to nominate on anything so far that's going out there?
As better of the year.
Huh?
As better of the year.
As cut of the year, that's what you want to hear?
As better.
who you nominate for that one?
Wicked Bird.
Huh?
Wicked Bird.
Wicked Bird, ass of the year?
Ass better. He'll bet and don't pay the fuck up.
Ass better.
The ass bumper,
oh,
he
damn.
Said, Joe?
He said, an ass better.
An ass what?
No, he's an ass better. Because he trying to tell him that when you don't turn around, you got to pay. You can't turn around and call a bet and don't do it. What was the deal that happened with you now, just to make sure so I know for a fact how it went down? You want to tell it, Mark?
On the first occasion, I made a bet with him on Mike Hill race with somebody. And he go by however the pot go. And it was a quick termination that the one light came on, but the dude lost the race because something happened, but he lost the race. And the pot got paid, and Wicked Bird paid. So he said, I don't go the way the pot go. I go by whichever way the light go. But it was a stipulation that he didn't pay. And after that, he heard that he lost, and we was right there, and he said, I'm not paying. That's an ass better than me. So I never forgave him for that. But that's just like me and you racing. And I said, like the same way you that happened with your, that race with the motor, where the dude said he had to have this, and he didn't have it, but you win because of that. That's the way the race is set. And he did that, and didn't pay. He just said, I'll take your money back, but he lost. So until he make right on that, he's an ass better of the year.
Okay.
Then when I raced, when we was at Capital earlier in the year, I bet on the two Camaros with Donald's father, and he disappeared and never fucking paid up.
No.
Yep. And I told him that.
That ain't good.
I know who the shit talker of the year is.
Who's that?
That's Youngstang. But he can sure back it up.
That must be Kevin. That sound like Kevin Hart.
Nah, that ain't Kevin. That's Porky.
Porky? That Porky?
Yeah, Porky.
I'm wanting his ass.
So you definitely can back it up.
I owe him something.
Yo, Porky something?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. What'd you owe?
What happened, Joe?
He said he owe you something. I don't know. Y'all got a race or something coming up?
Who's that, Youngstang?
We need to have one.
Oh, shoot.
We need to have one.
What you got for him, Pork? Anything?
Oh, I ain't got nothing for him, man. Hell no. Hell no, I pass on that one. All right. Maybe someday when I grow up, maybe.
Goddamn. Oh, man.
That's a different Porky. That's not the Porky I'm thinking about there. That's the engine build the Porky?
Yeah, that's who it is.
From Long Island?
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, man.
That's Youngstang talking to you.
Who's that?
That's Youngstang talking to you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he runs up and down my back, man.
I owe you that. I heard you building a car just for me, and all of a sudden now you talking
about
it. No,
I ain't got nothing for you, son. Nothing for you. Maybe someday, like I said, we'll see.
Boy, shit, I heard you had a little lime green Mustang that was looking for me.
They got what?
A lime green Mustang that was looking for me.
Yeah, he ain't looking for you. He might be looking for somebody else, but ain't you.
Well, I got another car. We got something else to run with.
Gonna have to find about 500 horsepower to fuck with you.
I owe you something. I'm gonna get one of my cars in my crew. Fuck you up.
You sure will. Goddamn. But you never know. So
y'all gonna have a couple
of
cars there Sunday?
Where's that, Joe?
At ACCO.
Yeah, there'll be some cars out there.
What? What cars are you gonna have there Sunday?
I don't know. We're gonna see. Like I said, it's too early to tell, man. You know,
yeah.
We'll do a little testing on Friday and see what happens.
Where?
What's that,
for
Joe?
Sunday. There's a lot of guys going out for Sunday, Mark.
Yeah,
there's some guys coming out for Sunday. That's all.
Okay.
That porky bit that set up like me, I'm on his ass.
What do you say, Joe? I can't understand him.
He said, anything that set up that Porky Bill like him, he on his ass.
All right.
Golly, boy. I'll tell you what, it should be good. But,
Donald, I'm inviting you up to Echo on Sunday. See if you can't get a raise.
Well, I know, what was it, Germ's got a race, right, this week?
Who?
Germ running Jim Rome.
Yeah, Jim Rome's running Germ. Jim Rome's running Trey. Mo.
Who's he running?
Trey.
Okay.
Yeah, then there's another race, Small Block, Stock Special Nitrous. The Mistress is running Mo, Poogie Brothers.
Oh, shoot.
It's like five good races. I don't know off the top of my head, but they're going to get the main three that I know off the top of my head.
Okay, now you got Miller and John Eskew.
Yep. That's the biggest one, like 25 racks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one. You bet on that already?
No, I'm on my business. I'm not doing that betting no more. I went out there last time and got my ass whooped betting with somebody. I'm home.
Oh, man. Ah, you got to be in it to win it.
I'm more successful just doing that instead of betting on everybody else. Every time I bet on somebody else, I get my ass whooped, and then I got this phone call and I fuck my money up because I ain't bet on my own shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, shoot. Like we were talking about before, when you, whatever way you say you bet, if I remember me and you bet, we bet the way the deposit went.
Mm-hmm.
So if the man turn around and he back out, the deposit go, you lose. So a lot of guys won't bet like that. But if you call it already, you're supposed to do it. Now, that's what happened with Donald. The man told him, I ain't paying you. That's what Donald told me just a while ago. That's what he was pissed off about. But
I mean,
what's
wrong.
He made it right, Carlos.
Right, you got to, you know, this is a game. If anybody played a game right, everybody would be happy, but.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you got to have a deposit, man. You was there when Donald messed around, ran out there and ripped his hamstring, kind of trying to turn around and run on her feet.
Yeah, I was there. And he got his ass busted.
Yeah, he was at the doctor's office today. He said he couldn't sleep all night long, messing around. His fucking legs all hurt up Saturday and Sunday.
Is he
went to the doctor today. Huh?
Is Donald on the phone?
He was. He just dropped off. He'll be calling right back because I know he was still at work, so he just had to do something.
I want him
he'll be right back.
Back on. Yeah.
What you want to make him bring his car?
Yeah, I want him to bring his car.
I'll see what he say.
Huh?
You got to spot him with the Bud Light Coupe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Man, okay. Good to hear that coming back out.
Dwayne on here, the flat, he around?
Yeah, he was just on here just a while ago. He was just on here. I know his man, Weeby, was out there too. They both was over here. But,
both of them got an open invitation for Sunday.
Oh, wait. Weeby on here now. Weeby, you on here still, right?
Yeah, I'm on here.
You got an open
invitation.
They got
Weeby right here.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm glad that you're stepping up and ain't asking me for nothing.
You got an open invitation for Sunday.
I might be able to oblige it. I'll see.
I need you to lock
up. Well, Weeby, you better run the Pink Warrior, right?
Yeah, I ain't worried about him. That's easy.
I bet it ain't.
That one's easy.
I bet you follow the way the deposit good that you don't do that.
But it ain't going to be what you think it is. I know that.
Okay, I bet you 500 the way the radio show.
We're talking the track.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going to do nothing.
I got to make sure I'm there first.
You got a deposit to be there, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm waiting for Saturday in Carolina.
Oh, you want, what, you going to Mike Hill's race?
No, Brock and Outer Banks.
Oh, Brock, okay, okay. Oh, then you want to come on back?
Yeah, D-Rod, he said he's going to split the driving with me.
Oh, okay, okay. That's all right when you got somebody helping out.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you. That drive, when I be driving myself, I'll be dead tired. Got Red Bull sitting on the side of me, 5 hour engine, drink on the left-hand side. Oh, man, trying to stay up. That's a little rough. I told her, when I go to Buzz Creek in August 2nd, we staying down there. We ain't even bother trying to come back. Staying down there, go right to the casino. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the casino, go ahead, and then we'll come back the next day. Hopefully we can win some money that night. I know we've got a couple guys coming up there from Chicago, and they already said they want to come up. Hey, who has it? Somebody had a truck the other day, or a new car. I got an old, big old pickup, single exhaust on it. I'm looking for a run with it. Definitely looking for a run with this truck. The guy been asking me to kind of get him a race. And they race all the time with the little truck on the street. Drive it to the track, drive on home with it. The big one, not the S10 or C10. C10 or C15. Anybody got a truck out there that want to race? If they do, make sure they call in. Because this man is definitely looking for a little run with it. He's been asking me and asking me. I know the Wolfpack, they done sold ass. So, but if anybody else, they got something. We definitely got a couple people looking for something. I was hoping my man got here on the S10. I was hoping he'd get back on here with the red S10 that hit the wall in the burn after the burnout.
Oh, yeah. Come
I know,
on, man.
Yeah, because, well, they had got on him too bad last time. I ain't going to lie to you. His own crew was cracking on him. They definitely wasn't right. But
yeah.
Thing, you ain't losing no money on that race, right, with Mac and Tricky Ricky, did you?
Oh, my Lord, I'm still sick.
Huh?
I'm sick as hell.
Get out of here.
Man, I was laying 2-1. They fucked me up.
You were laying 2-1. Hey, but at least you wasn't bad as Mark. Mark was laying 3-1.
Yeah, man.
3-1. I said, dag. I said, I don't know what the hell was that. Y'all go 3-1, maybe. I don't know, 3-2.
Yeah, but nobody took. He got lucky. I mean, and everybody took mine. I was mad. I'm not mad, but I was pissed off that the truck lost. Yeah.
He had them cleared at the 3:30. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was out there lying and wanted to get drunk.
But they ain't going back out there no more, I don't think. I don't think Rick going out there no more.
I don't know. He know he ain't going out there. That's why I'm mad.
I think he just said, you know, like you said, when he took the gamble, he wanted to catch him out there with no pass on it. That's why he wanted to go out.
Yeah.
So, can't blame him on that one. Have you seen your man, Tori?
That motherfucker ain't going to do nothing.
You tell me they shouldn't have ran.
Yeah, they should have ran yesterday. I don't know why they didn't, but they don't. They were just trying to act like the big dogs at the track the other day. They ain't gonna do shit.
I couldn't believe that they win, and then all of a sudden they just
got scared. That's why I try to expose them. Won't you bring a car to the track for with no motor in it? Like, what kind of corny shit is that?
Oh, no doubt. You was 100% right on that one.
pull a car out of the truck with the enclosed, take it out of the enclosed, put it on the side of the enclosed with no motor in it, like you really, like somebody stupid.
What, the Mustang?
Yeah, the Mustang has no motor in it.
Stop lying. The one with the parachute and all that on it?
Yeah, the one that was out there, look, he looked like he about to make a pro stock pad.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no,
man. Damn, I might have to nominate him for a fake racer. Now, what do you think about that one, Weeby?
Man, that's crazy. Take a car all the way to the track with no motor in it and pull it outside the trailer. That's crazy.
It wasn't
that
bad.
I thought it had a motor in it. I swear I did.
You know how to pull my guys, lay the little pad out, put on the side of the bus, you get that on their tires?
Yeah,
all that shit laid out. Had the tent out, cooking out like he about to make a pad. Windows down in the car so the inside of the car didn't get hot. I was like...
Yo, you ain't lying about that because I looked at that car and said, damn, that bitch is right. I didn't know who car it was. I thought they were just looking for a run. I didn't know that this freaking thing ain't had no motor. Ah, man, did anybody get a picture of that? Please tell me somebody got a picture of that one.
I mean, I'm pretty sure people got pictures of it.
That's why
when I was talking shit, they were like, next week, because they knew there was no motor in the car. I said, no, I'm going to take your son's truck and run your edges out right now. I would have butchered
some of these. Oh, yeah, that's right. You just that's when you was talking about you going to run up to the, 60-foot or some shit? I mean, the 8-mile?
Heads up. Somebody, heads up right now. Just
damn. I messed up. I was like, what the hell are you talking about running?
You're a big time.
I didn't know
shit.
That, man.
Yeah, more
than that's tricking.
Now, that
wasn't
a trick.
That's
a fool, because he paid to get the car in the track like he was really racing. you couldn't stand by
the Yo, I think he got everybody beat on that fake racer then. And he's definitely going to get nominated.
You know, you got to buy a car to get inside the truck when you had to park outside. He bought a tech car just to park his car in the truck.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, he had the parachute on and everything. I didn't know he didn't have no motor, though.
All he had to do
man.
To top it off was charge up the battery for me.
Yo, look, I just look out on the truth, man. Phil went over there, Phil, he said, yo, your son went over there, he came over here asking us to race. I said, well, what's wrong? What's the problem? He said, yeah, he came over there telling me he wanted to do something. Well, y'all the big gangsters. Y'all was sitting out there in one-on-one run, so he figured that y'all want to do another one, second run. Shoot. That was it, boy. Well, Slick ain't racing, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
It had to be, right?
Yeah,
I think Slick ain't racing.
There's going to be another 8 years.
I didn't even get on Small Blocks Posse and look on there and see what happened, see if anybody said anything. But, you know,
yeah.
I thought maybe for sure somebody was talking about the race and who won.
I like Dre, but Dre only did that race because he knew he could beat that other car. Everybody knew he could beat that car. Everybody, like, was a start-off point. But...
Oh, yeah. He did a good job. He drove good.
I bet you call him up right now. He got a car that said, like, and he ain't going out there.
Huh?
If you call him up and say you got a car just like him, he ain't going out there.
Why? You don't think so?
Hell no.
Damn.
He's not being raised for 12 seconds.
Yeah, my man had problems with the Mustang, you know, big time. It was flooding up and everything. I don't know why he went in the beams when it wouldn't even rev up.
The dummy went on the trans brake when he put the pre-stage bulb on. His first bulb, he on the trans brake. I said, this is dummy. I'd have let him sit there and burn his transmission up.
I couldn't believe when I'm listening to that joker loading, I was like, oh, my God, don't do that. thought they were going to back him out of there. Shoot. But, oh, well. Live and learn. I got to say one thing. Old Budget tried to leave, though. He left with the wheels in there, and also then they just shook everything up. You seen the picture of that?
Mm-hmm. He had to knock the radiator out. Because he borrowed a motor from Pat Meeson. You can't put an auto's on power glide and rear in it.
Get out of here. He was there. He got to play one thing. He said, go down there and make sure you look at it. When I looked up, I was like, damn, I'm off the top end for the call the race. I said, shit, we ain't even got to worry, but we can turn back around now. I mean, Germ did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good job. I got to give him credit. He was on the money.
Yeah.
I ain't never hardly ever seen Germ before. Is that his, like, first call or what?
Nah, he always had junk. That's how he got that name.
Oh, he had a couple cars?
Mm-hmm. It was all junk. That's where he got that name from.
Junkyard Germ.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Damn. Okay. I hear that. Nah, should be a lot of guys out there, man. So how long for you be back there?
Probably September. I only got nobody ready to race. Supposedly we've been waiting on Rhodey. Rhodey said his car not together, so I'm just waiting on that.
Yeah.
I got one person up here that really won the race, but that's it. So, and
how about homeboy that you ran last time? Is he talking about running you over or what?
Yeah, he paid one race, but bullshit.
You don't think he want to run yet?
Yeah, nobody talking about locking the deposit. They just say they'll do it, but
okay. Well, I know on August. You might not be ready on August 2nd when we go at Buzz Creek, but I know I was talking to is Sham, Gun and Picks, all of them. They all talking about coming. And I think we're going to get that run with Bud Light Coop and the Batman cargo run. I think they're going to come out here to run the Bud Light Coop.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting.
Yeah, that one I think is going to happen. The Buick boys, they also, those guys, I think PG does his motor. They got all Buick motors. And they looking for a run. They definitely want to run. Definitely on the money. I mean, I'm waiting to go back up there. I want to go up to Michigan this time. And like I told you, I wanted to get up to go to there with me one day. Definitely got to try it. They love racing. When they don't like racing amongst each other, but anybody that come from out of town, they on them. They on them. I got to give them credit. They definitely on you. You got to pick what you want to go first. Who you want to race first, who you want, you know what I mean? This one first, this one second, this one third. That's how we were doing.
Damn.
I mean, you can pick whatever you wanted to. I mean, we going out there. I know I got like 3 races I got to do soon as I go out there. I mean, if I go to 26, I got 3 runs right off the bat. And ain't got to worry about it. I know for a fact. Maybe one is off the trailer, then the other two, you know, right after another.
All right, cool.
That's how they run, you know. And that's why I let Phil do what he wanted. I let him try off the trailer because he wanted to try it. So that's what we did when we went out there before Indiana. So that's how they like to race sometimes, right off the trail. I don't know if you like that. But, I mean, when you know, with a slower car, it's easy to go off the trailer. Anything fast. You know what I mean?
I
ain't doing all that. Huh?
I would if my car to try at a track I've tried before, at a track I've never tried. It's like, my car needs to make sure it hooked.
Oh, okay.
I would do that. But if I see how the track is and all the other cars hooking at the track, I'll try that.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did. Matter of fact, Django is looking for what's his name over here? Django's looking for Pink Warrior. He definitely want to do it with him. I know he gave up the deposit. The last time we were out there, they broke down Rusa. They broke down with the tow vehicle, and LaRusse had to stay overnight, trying to fix the car on the street, in the tow truck on the street. And then he wasn't going to be here. He had no sleep, so he wasn't going to be able to make it all the way up. He was not that. He was close. So they turned around and told me pay him off, so I paid him off. Then they paid me off, but they looking to do it again. They want to. They got to come up here on May 2nd to run Pink Warrior. They willing to do it. So I got to make sure Pink Warrior hear that so he can go back out there and try him. But I guess if anybody else got anything else to say about me, because tonight I know I got to shut down early because I'm on this medicine. So at 9 o'clock I'll be hitting out of here. But if I'll keep it open if anybody else wants to say anything. You got anything, anybody you want to call out, Mark?
Nah, I ain't got nothing ready to call nobody over yet.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, if anybody else got anybody they want to call out, they feel free. Dwayne, you got anybody you want to call out? I guess we all supposed to be Dwayne. You on here?
Yeah, I'm on, Joe.
Yeah, hello? You got anybody you want to call out, try out?
No, not right now. Not now.
Not right now?
No. As soon as I try out, you know, like I said, on the 12th, and then I'll be ready.
Okay. I see somebody just. Is this you, Donald? Donald, is this you?
Yeah, that's me, Joe.
All right. You got anybody you want to call out?
I want to call Bird on that foot race still.
You gonna make it up here up to Akron or no?
When?
This Sunday.
I don't believe I can make it to Akron Sunday.
Okay.
But I definitely want to go down to Fayetteville the 12th for sure.
Okay. No problem.
I definitely, you know, the only way I want to go down there, though, honestly, with my, I mean, I'm going to go down with Hell Yeah regardless, I guess, but I like to take my car, but I want to have something locked in with, you know.
With that Camaro, right?
I you know, I'd love to, because, I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of money to trailer all the way down there for nothing, I mean, because I'll come down regardless, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean.
And if not,
what
I'll
do,
no big deal.
What I'll do is I'll try out with the I'm going to make sure I reach out to Sean and make sure he gets hold of that Camaro. And we'll definitely go from there.
Yeah, I mean, see what he wants to race for. Because honestly, I'm not trying to run for no huge money.
Okay, well,
no.
What do you think you want to run for about so I know where to keep you at?
I don't know. 1,000?
Okay. No problem.
I mean, I think, you know, and we probably get caught up more if people like me, you know, who knows?
Okay. No problem. I'll make sure I get it going then. All right.
I mean,
well, you guys, anybody else got anything else to say?
Well, hey, Joe, I think, Hell Yeah, like I said, in that Blue Storm or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, yeah, Bad Storm.
Yeah, Bad Storm. I know they were talking, and I think that guy in the conversation said he can bring his bars and his big tires, one kit for one kit. Now, I can't speak for the man, but I think if you played the show back, I think that's what he said at the end. So I think if he wants to do that, I think he definitely got action.
Now, was that Josh or which one was it that said it?
Man, I don't know. That guy was talking mile a minute.
That might be Josh.
Talking about blowing asses out and this and this. And I don't even know.
Yeah, that sounds like Josh. That sounds like Josh.
Yeah.
If Josh said he's going to run, he's going to run now.
I thought that's what they, you know, come up with. But I'm sure it'll get back in a couple weeks before this happens. So. But I know Bob would definitely like to try him.
Okay.
You know. Right now, he's on an ass-blowing-out streak since we blew Frankie's ass all out.
Oh,
and Mr. Frankie opened his mouth a little too much, too. So when he comes back up, he's got that race, him on one, giving me everything in drag racing to the eighth. When he's supposed to drive, he's got that race.
And what's he got to give you?
He's told me to give me everything in drag racing to the eighth mile. It was his one plate or one system, and he's driving. Because I asked him, I said, since you got racing pants on and racing shoes walking around the racetrack, you must drive that race. He's got that fucking race. Don't go back
no
up in the air, put his ass blew out again.
All righty. So, all right, well, I'm getting ready to close this mic out.
Nice evening,
if anybody
buddy.
Else got to say anything right now before I hit it here. If not, hope to see you next week. If not, I'm not sure I'm playing it by ear because I'm going back and forth with this doctor. So if everything works out, I'll have it on at 7:30. I will text you guys ahead of time. If not, I definitely will hear from you on Monday, or I will be at the track Sunday. I have Phil and my car be there on Sunday. So it's just that my son, my oldest son, he couldn't get away. He had to stay with Father's Day today, so he had to stay with the whole family, his family, with his girl and his baby there, the son. So he couldn't come out the first time, but I think we're all going to be there at ACCO, show PD some support. And should be a good race out there. And hope to see you guys out there, even if you don't come but just to spectate. Come on out. All right. Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody, and God bless. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night, Joe. All right. Bless.
Okay. Good night now, you guys. Okay.
All right.